السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful blessed day of Jumu'ah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the sa'adat and goodness of this Mubarak day. حضرة مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota and Brother Dawood Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 2nd of Jumada al-Ula, 1447 in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, South Africa, 95-99% of the countries of the world. So for that we are grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today we focus on chapter number 57, Surah Hadid, the Iron and Steel, and verses number 13 and 14. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, on the day of justice, on the day of reckoning, you will see the believers, the men and the women, that there will be rushing, and the nur and radiance and effulgence emanating from them. So they will follow the nur, radiance and effulgence, and they will cross the sirat. The pull sirat is our people call it. Pull is Urdu and sirat is Arabic. So the bridge, they will cross it, and at the speed of lightning. And remember, this will be baina aidihim, in front of them will be aimanihim. And in the right hand, they will have their book of deeds. And that will be their boarding pass to enter into Jannah and Paradise. And we did in chapter number 90, and that is Surah Balad, verse number 18. Ulaika ashabul maimana. So those are the people who are the maimans. Maiman don't mean you're going to speak maiman language. It means you receive your book of deeds, your report in the right hand. Therefore, read the wonderful dua, Allahumma yammin kitabi. O Allah Azza wa Jalla, grant me my book of deeds in my right hand. You're making dua for yourself, your spouse, your children, your parents, your sibling. Allahumma yammin kutubana. So in that way there, Allah Jalla wa Jalla, through His grace, mercy, benevolence, will grant us our book of deeds on the right hand. And that will be glad tidings for them. Now you enter Jannah. And you dwell and stay in Jannah, eternal bliss, prosperity, happiness and joy. No worry, no sorry, no anxiety. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That indeed is the supreme success. And that is what Allah calls a successful person. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ. The person who's taken far, far away from Jahannam and the hellfire. وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. And he or she is admitted into Jannah and Paradise. Indeed, that person is successful. So that was yesterday's lesson. Now juxtapose and draw a comparison of the other people. The munafiqeen, those who only paid lip service to Islam, but their hearts were devoid of the true Iman. And today there are millions of people like that. That they take Islam just as something very secondary, unimportant. They'll say, no, Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim, and they hardly bother about Islam and so forth. So Allah protect us min al-kufri, from blasphemy, wa shirki, and idol worship, polytheism, wa nifaqi, and from Hypocrisy. So chapter number 57 and verse number 13 and 14 is our lesson today. Yawma, on the day of reckoning, on the day of justice, on the day of hasra, the day of regret and the day of remorse. Yawma yaqulu al-munafiquna wal-munafiqat. So on that day, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, male and female, will address the true believers. What will they say? لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انْظُرُونَا. That please wait for us. That you bring so fast with the nur you have. نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. Please grant us one small portion of the light you have, the radiance you have. Grant us a small portion. We're groping here in the darkness. Qeel, it will be told to them. Qeel arji'u wara'akum. That you, the munafiqeen, you return to from where you came. Go back to where you came to. And where are they? Understand the glory, the beauty, the style of the noble Quran. Hum darajatun indallah. For the people who passed away with Iman and Islam, Allah will elevate their rank all the time. And those people who died with kufr and blasphemy, shirk and polytheism, idol worship, and munafiqeen, Allah mentions for all three categories. For the munafiqeen, Almighty Allah mentions chapter number 4, verse 145. Inna al-munafiqeena fi dharki al-asfali minan naar. Verily the hypocrites, they will be in the lowest layer and dungeon and prison of Jahannam, the hellfire. Allahumma ahfazna min, Allah protect us. Allahumma jirna min al-nar, Ya Allah save us from the fire in Jahannam. So for the believers, darajat, the elevated. For the people who are sane and mature, and they believed in anything else, darakat, they will go lower. The people who are kuffar, chapter 33, verses 64-65. Inna Allaha la'ana al-kafirina wa'adda lahum sa'ira. Verily Allah has cursed the non-Muslims already and already prepared for them the blazing fire and inferno. Khalidina fiha abada. They will dwell and stay there forever and ever. Eternal doom, eternal gloom. La yajiduna waliyan wala nasira. And for them there will be no protector, no helper. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64 and 65. And the mushrikeen, idol worshippers, worshipping this idol, that idol, and so forth, now in the 21st century, to all, Almighty Allah teaches us, Surah chapter 4, verse number 48. Inna Allah la yaghfiru ayyushraka bihi. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla wa Allah will not forgive the mushrikeen and the polytheists and idol worshippers. So they will beg, so it will be told to them, go back from where you came from. And then, فَلْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. And then you go and look and search for. There's radiance and effulgence and nur. So now where are you going to find that? It is looking for a needle in a haystack, as we'll say in English. So they are totally there in the darkness and being punished at the same time. وَدُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ. And then it will be placed there. That after all this, a door will be placed there. You see that? There will be a wall that will be put there. And in that wall, there will be a door also. So there will be sur. Sur will be the barrier and the wall. And that wall will have a door as well. Hey, lahu ba. Now, this is very interesting. Batinuhu fihi rahmah wa zahiruhu min qibalihi al-adab. So inside that door, those who are on the right hand side, for them Allah special mercy will be descending upon them. They are on the right hand side. And for those of them on the left hand side, وَظَاهِرُهُ. And for those there, you must remember that on the outside, so for them there will be the punishment and chastisement. Three lessons here. There was a person, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. Those of you who've been to Syria or you're going to Syria, so when you are in Damascus, you must visit Babu Saghir, the famous graveyard where hundreds and thousands of Sahaba, Tabi'in, Awliyaullah, Abarid. Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, the Muazzin of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is buried there. the board than there is Muazzin Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Waziru Malihi, and his Minister of Finance. Lo and behold, two Muazzins of Masjid Nabawi, Abbas wa Tawalla, Anja'ul A'ma, the blind Sahabi. Allah speaks of him in chapter number 80 of the Noble Quran. So nevertheless, Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, he is also the Muazzin of Masjid Nabawi, but buried in Babu Saghir, there in Syria, in Damascus, in the graveyard Babu Saghir. And if you go on the other side, you will find Maqabiru Sufiya, the graveyard of the Sufis, the Awliyaullah. You will find Shaykhul Islam in the Taymiyyah is buried there. Then his student, Hafiz ibn Kathir, Allama ibn Kathir of Tafsir ibn Kathir is buried next to him. And then next to him is Ibn Salah. When you study Hadith and so forth, you will know Muqaddama ibn Salah and so forth. These three graves are together. So lo and behold. Now when a person becomes famous, then you get many hasidin and haqidin. Hasidin, those who are jealous and envious of him. And haqidin, those who will hate him, and those who have grudges and, you know, malice, rancor, hatred against him. So they went to the rulers and said that this Ibn Taymiyyah is a troublemaker, his beliefs and creed and all that are not correct and so forth. So these jahil, these rulers of that time, they imprisoned Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, incarcerated him. So these same troublemakers, after 3-4 weeks or so, they came and visited Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. Now remember, he is inside the jail and they are outside. So they ask him, Shaykh, how's everything? You see, to be sarcastic. But this is Shaykhul Islam. So what he did, he read for them, Batinuhu fihi rahma. وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ I am inside, but Allah's special mercy is coming on me. And you are outside, and Allah's punishment is on you. When the books of history will be written, it will be written that you were the people who were the traitors and mischief makers. Chapter number 29, Surah An-Kabut, the spider, verse number 13, رَبِّ انْصُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ Ya Allah, you assist me, help me against the mischief makers and troublemakers. Our Ustad, Fazilatul Shaykh, Shaykh Abu Hassan Ali Najwi, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. Hazrat Mawana Alimiya, his mother would call him Alimiya. What a great, one of the greatest ulama in the park he produced. Remember that his janaza salat was read in the haram and I was there. But Allah's help, Allah's mercy, 1999, in 27 nights, he, Shaykh Abu al-Hasan Najwi, passes away on a Friday morning. His Ramadan, his last 10 days, and his fasting, his reading Surah Yaseen. The last verse he reads, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةِ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ Give him glad tidings of forgiveness and a magnificent reward. Subhanallah, what a giant he was. So he was a lover of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Who will read this book, you must remember regarding that about how the Akabir and the two giants and all that, you see. So the second volume is dedicated to Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, and then you will cry some places. He took Koila, he took coal, and he wrote an entire book in jail and so forth. So these are the real people we must know. The people, the revival and the spirit of the Islamic people, who scholars and so forth, you know. Go read it there and see in the second volume, there's the English. The book is written in Arabic, then translated in Urdu and English and various other languages. People ask me, from where you come when I'm traveling? I'm overseas. I say, you know, Africa, South Africa. I say, oh, South Africa, very bad. Kathratul Jaraim, Asibatul Jaraim. It's the capital of vices and sins. It's the capital of AIDS and everything. So I just smile. I said, yes, it's true. But you don't know the real picture. So they ask me, what you mean? So I read the same verse. بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِ الْعَذَابِ Show me any country in the world, per capita, per population, that if you got more hafiz and ulama than South Africa, that you got better darulums than South Africa, you got better khankas than South Africa, you got freedom of religion like South Africa, You see the program we're doing now, Maa Saleem Kareem, I think in Durban or Ladysmith. I'm here in Rustenburg, Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, in Lens. They will never allow you in any Muslim country, Arab country. The first person will take me and throw me in jail and throw the keys away. So for us, ba'atinuhu fihi rahma. So look at the positive, not always at the negative. See here, I give you a story quickly. I mentioned it last night in the Jami Masjid here, Maulana Saleem, in Rustenburg. Fajr Salat we read yesterday in Masjid Abrar. So the old Masjid, mashallah. Zuhur Salat we read in Masjid, that is Ashra Mubashara. Brand new Masjid. And today is the official opening. So there I know Maulana Ibrahim Rawat, you see, he's one of the Imams there. So I contacted him and told him I want to come see the Masjid. And then we went, Haji, you see, Yusuf, Umar, you see, our Isa, where I'm staying. Allah reward him, reward his family and all. So Zohar Salat, we read there, we came to the Masjid, they were putting the carpets and so forth and so on. So adjacent to it, the classroom, so Maulana Ibrahim made Imamat and we read Zohar Salat. Asr Salat, we read yesterday in Masjidul Rahmah. Maghrib Salat we read in Masjid Luqman. And for Isha Salat we read here in the Jami Masjid. Subhanallah, in one day five different masajid for the five different Salat. So that is Kudrat ka Karishma. So may all my, and then the town Masjid over 100 years old. So this is all historic places, you must remember that. So that is Batinuhu fihi rahma. Wadahiruhu min qibalil adab. How many bounties, favors Allah is conferring upon us. So now what will they do, these munafiqeen and hypocrites? Yunadunahum. They will shout and scream. The hypocrites will shout to the Muslims. Alam nakum ma'akum. Were we not with you? We were reading salat with you. We were praying with you. We were fasting with you. We made hajj with you. Alam nakum ma'akum qalu. They, the Muslim, the mu'min, the true believers, those going to Jannah and Paradise will say, Bala, why not? Yes, you were with us. But what you went to go do? Walakinnakum fatantum anfusakum. But you yourself, you went and you trapped yourself in deviation. Meaning that you went into this fitna and that fitna and that fitna. Sometimes you became a Shia, sometimes you became a sympathizer of the Shias, sometimes you became sympathizer of the Qadianis, sometimes you became a sympathizer of the Aga Khanis, sometimes you played this way and that way. You were trying to please everybody. Razi rahe Rahman bi, Kush rahe Shaitan bi. Is that what you were doing? So they'll keep quiet. What a rabbastum. And you were just waiting. Waiting for calamities and disasters to fall upon us, the true Muslims. Look at this Arab transport dictator, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan, Egypt, kulluhum murtadun, ghaddarun, khabithun. Every leader there is out of the fall of Islam. So you must remember, they're waiting for disaster to fall on Hamas and so forth. And we must clean up the Gaza, no more Hamas. You call them Muslim, Pakka shaitans they are, you must remember. What a rabbastum, they're waiting for disaster, calamity, catastrophe to befall you. Wa ghurratkumul amaniyu, and you were deceived, you must remember that, regarding all Allah Ta'ala's commands and so forth, you must remember, and your aspirations and hopes, they deceived you. Hatta ja'a amrullah. Still, you must remember the command of Allah came. And the command of Allah is the punishment of Allah for you. Therefore, I say, inshallah, inshallah. America will fall with Trump trumpeting away the pedophile and the rapers and the felon committed 34 crimes he's guilty of. Allah will humiliate him further and America will head for civil war. And inshallah, after that, Israel will fall, the 51st state of America, you see. It's an artificial country, this Israel, Arami. And thereafter, the Arab transport dictators whose names I mentioned, one by one they will fall, just like a pack of dominoes, you see. Hatta jaa amrullah wa gharrakum billahi al-gharur. And Satan, Lucifer, has deceived you. You thought with your kingdom, you thought with your money, you thought with all that, you can buy influence, you can buy the World Cup, you can do that. Qatar, what they did, they gave $1 trillion to Trump. They gave him a plane, everything. And then the Israeli planes came there to Qatar and they filled up their diesel, petrol, whatever they required. And then they bombed Qatar. وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ How foolish can you be? سَمِّنْ كَلْبَكْ يَعْقُلْكَ It's a saying you must remember in the Arabic language. You have a puppy. You gave it nice food, nice water, nice shelter, everything. And when it became the bulldog and Alsatian, it's biting you and wants to attack you every day. That's the Jutla. That's the American. And that's these haramis all put together. And if you don't understand the term harami, it means an illegitimate child. But that is too kind a word. So we use the word BB. Therefore we call them BB. You see, BB Netanyahu, the harami war criminal of Israel. Let's present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally and globally. Today is the Mubarak Honorable Day of Jumu'ah Friday and it is the 2nd of Jumad al-Ula in 99% of the cities, countries of the world. And remember, Sheikh Sudais will be rendering the khutbah there from Makkah Mukarramah today. Now remember that their time is 1 hour ahead of us. It almost says South Africa now 4:30. There's still a few minutes left for 4:30, but we just say 4:30 just to make it easy. So there in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara will be around 5:30, okay? So now 11:05, 11:07, the Adhan will go and then he will deliver the khutbah and he'll make everybody happy and day after the Salat and then inshallah with brother Haji Suleiman Yaqub, we'll be going to Northam. Yeah, you understand, 1.5 hour or so from Rustenburg. It's in Limpopo province. First time in my life I'm going to Northam. I never even knew there's a place like that, you see. So anyway, I'll reward all the parties involved and we'll make it all as possible for us, you know, go here, alhamdulillah. So we'll have Jumma Salat there after all that. So 10 past 12, the lecture will start. It will not be live. Today the lecture will be Moana Zahid Khan's live, inshallah. We sent out the advert yesterday and so forth. So nevertheless, from 10 past 12 to quarter to 1 will be the lecture and thereafter will be the Adhan and so forth in Masjid Sharquddin in Northam. So you should know what our programs also are and I'll mention others as well. So let's give you the news what's happening in the world. So Trump and Xi, you know Xi Jinping. So he's the big shot and he's the leader and premier of China. So these two big leaders, as they call themselves, will meet on the 30th of October in South Korea, there in Seoul. It's a beautiful country, we visited it. So Trump's priority is the ceasefire. So therefore he sent who? His harami son-in-law Kushner, he sent Witkoff, he sent Rubio, his minister secretary of state, he sent Vance, you see, the deputy vice president, people with vices, whole lot of them. And they all condemn Israel for the annexation and that of the West Bank. They're already going in that direction. So Trump had to send all these big heavyweights, you see, that what the hell you guys are doing, that we lose all the Arab countries and so forth. The Abrahamic Accords will fall to pieces and so forth. So nothing to do with Islam or sincerity. Every one of them has a hidden agenda and an ulterior motive. So we must be very naive not to understand that. Smotrich, the Minister of Finance, imagine what a mockery he makes of Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia, I'll tell you about them now. So Smotrich says, you Saudis, you don't come and tell us that there must be a Palestinian state first, and then we will make peace with you, the Israelis. You keep on riding your camels and don't come and tell us what we must do. What a smack in the face of MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and you see, you must know this. This is hadith in Bukhari Sharif. This is hadith in Bukhari Sharif. He, Mustafa, Rahmatullil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Almighty Allah mentions, he's the only Rahmatullil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Chapter number 21. verse number 107 in the 17th, Jude 17 Sufara, you see. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, as a mercy, as a rahmah to the entire universe. It is your unique feature, your characteristic, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Master alayhi salam makes dua. Allahumma barik lana fi shamina. Ya Allah, give barakah, blessings to the people of Sham. Sham in English, Levant. L-E-V-A-N-T. Levant. What does Levant, Sham refer to? Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, all four countries put together. Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. Ya Allah, give barakah to the people of Yemen. All these are hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Then the Master alayhi salam went on and spoke of Yemen and said, Al-Imanu Yamaniyun, the true Iman you will find in Yemen. Alhamdulillah, I visited all these countries also. And then, Wal-Hikmatu Yamaniya, and wisdom you will find there in Yemen. And thereafter, the Master alayhi salam said, Wal-Fiqhu Yamaniyun, and the true understanding of deen you will find in Yemen. See all these Arab countries who I mentioned just now. They're all helping Israel directly, indirectly. And then they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa fi Najdina. What about Najd? But this Yemen is the poorest Arab country, but they're standing with Hamas. They send their missiles and drones straight from Sana'a there to Tel Aviv and other places. So therefore we need to understand what is happening. They asked Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about Najd? Now you must know what is Najd. Najd refers to Riyadh, capital of Saudi Arabia, and other places next to Saudi Arabia which are part of Najd, Ha'il, Qasim, all these places are Najd. The Master alayhi salatu salam said that there will be fitnas there and zalazil. So the fitnas will come from there. So see today, sanamas in Makkah, Medina, and bikini beaches in Jeddah. Nobody can deny this. These are all the truth. These Salafis must hang their heads in shame, taking money from the Kafir Saudi regime. It's not Hukumatul Rashida, as the Imams tell the people. It's Hukumatul Khabitha, Hukumatul Kufr, you must remember that, propagating Kufr they are doing. And anybody speaks against them, they put them in jail. So what the hell you think you're going to do? How many people you're going to incarcerate and imprison? Inna al-batila kana zahuqa, that anything based on falsehood sooner or later will perish. As I speak to you, they have Mawsimu Riyadh. So that is the Riyadh season. So now the musical festivals, the gays and the prostitutes from the West and all that are there. And they're being paid millions and billions of dollars collectively. So that is what is currently happening there. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us about this already. Israel is like the 51st state of America. If America tells them something, then they just pull back. You see, they're saying America is condemning them all that regarding the annexation of the West Bank. So West Bank is your Nablus and your Bethlehem and all these areas there, you understood? So you must remember Hebron and so. Again in Hebron, they are stealing things. They stole the computers, they stole everything, you see, from the Palestinians there who are doing charity work and so forth. So then they tell them. So, but that is in theory that they condemn them. But in practice, these Juttas have now already taken control of more than half the West Bank. So the annexation has already taken place practically, although theoretically and so forth is not done, but practically it's already done. We need to understand these type of things. Hundreds of prominent Jews are calling for sanctions against Israel. Can you believe majority of the American Jews, especially the youngsters, they say that the state of Palestine must be recognized by Israel. That is Allah. Allah Ta'ala has control over everybody, everything in the universe. So Israel is condemned locally, nationally, by everybody internationally for annexing and trying to annex the West Bank. 30 mafia and NBA stars, you know, their basketball team and so forth, were arrested for illegal gambling and so forth. You see that? So they're always involved in some type of vices and so forth. Now in New York, there's a big debate raging on who will become, you must remember, the next mayor of New York. So New York, they say, is one of the busiest and the most important place in there, like Washington and so forth. So they gave one guy, they called him a Muslim, but he's not Muslim, he's a Shia, actually Mamdani. And on the other side is Kumio. So Kumio is attacking Mamdani racially and so forth. That you Muslim did this, you Muslim did this. But he himself is a harami also. And best part is majority of the whiteies and so forth, according to the surveys, they are going to vote for him for Mamdani and so forth. So every IDF member, you see, now they are coming. I must say that I'm amazed the amount of Arabs now involved. They're no more the sleepy Arabs. These guys have learned all the tactics now, how the jutlas work and so forth. So they have drawn up a dossier and they tell you that who murdered Hind Rajab. And they have sent it to the ICC, ICJ. And they got a dossier of 1,000 pages, remember. This jutla killed these people there in Gaza. This one killed them. With all the evidence and everything, so no jutla, so every IDF member must be prosecuted, must be convicted, and must be sent to jail for a long period of time. So that is what the world is saying. There must be justice, must prevail against these haramis, these swines, these pigs, these monkeys, these donkeys, and dogs. All these words I use are mentioned in the Quran Sharif against the jutlas. Strong winds in New Zealand, you know, Wellington and those areas there, leave 90,000 people homeless there to run for cover. This is one big problem they face there. Thrice I went to, you know, we went, my wife, myself, to New Zealand. And there, you'll see that the houses there, they have so many cracks in the walls and so forth. Because the foundation cannot be 100% solid. And the winds, when it blows, there's big problems there. You will think all the houses will fall apart, you know. So this happened now, there in New Zealand, in Wellington and surrounding, that is the capital. 10,000 Palestinians are in jail. They make a big thing, the Western media and the Zionist media, that our people, well, the hostages are there and so forth and so on, you understood. So now Hamas gave you all the hostages that were living. And those that are dead, so they're giving you every second day, third day. So there's about 15, 16 left now. What you are doing? Just look at the world you're seeing. When their hostages are given to them, they are walking, talking, smiling, all that. And those who are fair and just amongst them say that Hamas treated us very well. They even took us 1-2 times for swimming and all that in the sea. You see that? They camouflaged them, gave them the clothing of the Palestinians and so forth. Sometimes they would not eat and they would give the hostages. And so. What you went to do, Israel? You tortured, you raped, and you persecuted our brothers, our sisters, our children. Until today you are doing that. You are the biggest swines and pigs on this earth, you jutlas, a cursed nation. Therefore, Almighty Allah states in chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish you. You can do whatever you want to. You can have Biden the Harami in the White House, or you can have Trump in the White House, or you can have any other donkey there. Allah will continue punishing you, and nobody can prevent that. So that is the reality of it. Let's come to our beloved country, South Africa, and give you news. Coal price is surging on. So therefore, when you ask me that what must we invest in, I always tell you gold. It has that intrinsic value. And inshallah, you will always benefit. You see that you buy at a certain price and then you pay your zakat and so forth, Kruger coins or whatever. And thereafter, you will see how much profit you will make if you're selling it after 5-10 years and so forth. South Africa is outsourcing things for US and Europe. You see now, there's South Africa, they want to impose tariffs and do this. But the US and America and the Europe, they want to use South African professionals for their purposes and so forth. So that has become a lucrative trade for South Africa and the professionals and so forth. You know, discovery. They are well known for all this, you understand, medical aid and so forth and so on. The big shot there, CEO, call whatever you want to, executive director, whatever you want to call them. 90 million rand for him, bonus and so forth and wages and I don't know what and what. 90 million rand. So that is how the big shots. I wonder the guy on the ground, how much he's getting, you see that? Then, let's give you news from here, Rustenburg. So there's a Qari Sahib last night before my program, he read. His name is Qari Muhammad Zakir Bismillah. Beautiful Quran he read. This Qari Muhammad Zakir Bismillah. And then I spoke, you know, for over an hour last night here in the Jami Masjid. We're going there just now also. But after Fajr, the program also will be there. So anyway, he needs a wife immediately. So he was there in Bella, Wombat, you see that? Now he just joined them over 3 months ago. Oh yeah, he's very good according to me. Wala uzakki Allah, Allah knows best. So anyway, any one of you, you want your daughter, sister, niece to settle down here in Rustenburg, they look after the imams very well. One imam 35 years here, another imam 40 years, another one more than 40 years. So mashallah, Allah to reward all the people, brothers and trustees and all. So Qari Muhammad Zakir Bismillah, mashallah, is there. Any one of you coming to Rustenburg, there's one person you must meet. His name is Qari Ismail Bulbulia. He spent maybe, I think, I'm not 100% sure, I'm going to ask him again, but I think 12 or 14, 15 years in Medina Munawwara. You know when? When there was no electricity in Medina. So in those days, in the 40s, Allah grant his parents Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la, his beloved father, his shauk and desire, all my sons must go to Medina Munawwara and become Hafiz and Qari and so forth. Love for Quran, you see. So mashallah, he gives me such information yesterday. I still got it in my pocket. Let me take it out. So yeah, he gave me a note yesterday, you see, after Isha. He said, this is the exact date. Hazrat Mawlana Badr Alam Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu passed away. Our Maw Qasim Sema used to speak a lot about Hazrat Mawlana Badr Alam Sahib because he studied by him there in Dabir. Then Hazrat Mawlana migrated to Medina Munawwara. So this is now Qari Ismail's own handwriting. He says Mawlana Badr Alam passed away on the 4th of Rajab 1384 and 9th November 1964. You see that? So he gave into the Monday and so forth. And I wrote that at the bottom, Qari Ismail Bulbulia. So see, this kind of information you wouldn't pick up because they know all these things. They had good contact with Hazrat Mawlana, but the Alam's son, you understand now, Mawlana Aftab and Sheikh Aftab and all of them. So he's a very interesting person. You must try and meet him, those of you who come here. And then, and I told you about the 5 masajid here, mashallah. Today's official opening, the masjid is called Ashara Mubashara. And then the last item we got here is, you must remember, is about Sahuk. So Sahuk is 1 week left only. You might be wondering, you're not getting answers from me and all that. I'm traveling here, there, programs. So today, 10 o'clock, 10:15, inshallah, Haji Suleiman Yaqub will take me to Northern and so forth. And then we got Jummah there, then we got program after Isha there, and then we'll be sleeping there, then after Fajr and so forth. So make dua, and when we can, inshallah, I'll answer all your queries and so forth. It's a bit difficult while I'm traveling. But anyway, you still got 1 week. Next week, Friday is cut off, the government is involved. So whatever grievances you have against Sahuk, so you must then see that form there, and all the email addresses are there, 3 email addresses. And you say that you paid so much and these are the receipts and so forth and they have to pay you back. They have 48 million in their account, money and assets. And this is confirmed by the Amir, Hafiz Ismail Kolwadia, Dawud Barakat, to whom you say that. So that I got it on tape and I sent it out to you all already. So we send the whole interview, everything to them. For what we have to be frightened for anybody. So you must make your claim and is you entitled to their money. Before something happens, it gets disappeared. You know, Amanat, how it got disappeared. Millions of rand disappeared. Maghroor, you understood, another one gone. So we can't allow that to happen. And the government is standing with us, with Allah's help. They took the DA, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai, and they threaten to take us to court. We say, we're still waiting for you because we're going to take you to court if you don't pay out. You see the people. And then on Channel, not Channel Islam, on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, between 10 and 10:30 today, will be the nikah announcements. All of you, your son, daughter, grandchildren, getting married locally, nationally, internationally. So send us your nikah announcements there. So Mohana Zahid Khan will announce it on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, this morning between 10 and 10:30, inshaAllah al-Aziz. And thereafter will be Surah Tahaf, and thereafter we'll go to Makkah, inshaAllah, and we'll translate the khutbah and make dua also. Barakallahu fiqh, Jazakallahu khairan, inshaAllah we'll speak to you 5:30 from the Jami Masjid here in Rustenburg. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.